Hold the elevator, please.
Thank you. I don't know. It looks like it. I'll try the door open button. Oh, shit. Right, I'll try the call button.
Hello? This is Ellie Maintenance.
Hi, yeah,
Hey.
I'm stuck in an elevator in the Newton building downtown.
Are you alone in there?
No, there's another person here with me.
Is anybody hurt?
We're fine. No one's injured.
Well, there's been a blackout, you see.
A blackout?
Yes, it should be fixed by 11, hopefully.
About an hour? Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Get comfortable in there. You should be out soon.
Well, obviously you heard. A corporate building isn't exactly a priority for first responders during a blackout, I guess. What are you doing? You're just going to sit on the floor? I know the guy said we should get comfortable, but the floor looks a little dirty. Suit yourself. So, I guess all we have to do is keep ourselves busy for an hour. Oh. And I left my phone in the car. Fuck. I wasn't coming up here for work, just to pick up some paperwork. I didn't think I needed my phone. You don't have yours either? Oh, nice. What did people do when they got stuck in elevators before the cell phone era? So, what are you doing here on a Sunday? You work here? Yeah. Dumb question. You wouldn't be here if you didn't work here. Sorry. Oh, right. You're on the 8th floor. Didn't you play in the accounting versus corporate communications softball game last month? You guys in communications are tough. No? No, you were good. Shortstop's a tough position. I probably shouldn't have tried to slide in the first base like that. You still have the bruise? Oh. Wow. I think I owe you a beer or something to apologize. That bruise deserves a whole dinner. You drive a hard bargain. All right. If we ever get out of this elevator, dinner it is. So, we've established that you're in corporate communications and you play a mean shortstop. Why are you at work today? Like I said, I had work to do at home this weekend too, but I didn't realize until this morning that I had forgotten one of my reports in the office. So here I am. No, I don't always dress business casual to the office on the weekends. Before this, I was having brunch with my parents. The Landmark. Do you know it? It was nice. Their pecan French toast is pretty good. My parents had the chicken and waffles, and they seemed to like it. Oh, is that your stomach? That's okay. I think I took one of the mints our waiter left on the table. Here, it's not much. Yeah, my parents live just outside the city, so we have brunch every couple of months. I still get to see them, just not all the time. Do you have family here? It must be so hard to be so far from them, unless you guys aren't close. Hey, are you okay? You seem a little uncomfortable. Well, I don't know anyone who enjoys being trapped in small spaces. Oh. Claustrophobic. Are you going to be okay in here? No, I was worried that you were going to freak out. I just wanted to make sure you're good. As long as you're fine. It's just, you don't look fine. Your face is sort of sweaty and your cheeks are red. Yeah, I'm doing this all wrong. I'm sorry. Thanks. Let me try this again. Maybe you should relax a little. Have you ever tried acupressure? No. The theory is that by touching certain pressure points on your body, you can calm the parts of your brain that freak out when you're anxious. No, I didn't train in this. Last year, my friend and I went to this Chinese art exhibit, and there was a person who was demonstrating different Chinese medicine techniques. I wasn't really interested. My friend said that it would be a good place to meet someone. Did I? Oh, yeah. And we broke up about 3 months ago. I still remember how to do it, though. Do you want to try? It may not work right away, but if you practice now, the next time you're stuck in an elevator... Right. Hopefully there will be a next time. But you could use it whenever you're feeling anxious, so... Give me your hand, please. Your hand, please. Thank you. No, it won't hurt. Now, hush. In the fleshy part of your hand, between your thumb and your index finger, you have a pressure point. Now, I'll just use the thumb and index finger of my hand. You can use your other hand when you do this. Just massage that point. You won't really feel it, but as long as you get close to that joint and gently rub that area between your two fingers like I'm doing over here, you can relieve some stress and anxiety. While I'm doing this, try taking some slow, deep breaths. Breathe in. And out. Feeling any better? Well, we'll keep doing this until we can find something else to distract you. Oh, I don't know. Maybe play a game on your cell phone or... Right. Neither of us have our cell phones. Here's your hand back. Maybe we could play Would You Rather? Oh, it's easy. It's a good distraction game. I just ask you a question with two choices, and you have to pick which one you'd rather have or do. Like, chocolate or vanilla? That was the first one. Chocolate or vanilla? Good choice. Beach or mountains? Hamburgers or hot dogs? Showers or baths? Coke or Pepsi. First disappointment. Okay. Physical books or ebooks? Friday or Saturday? Sausage or pepperoni? Mexican food or Chinese? Interesting. Wine or beer? Museum or movie? What? Am I fishing for ideas for our dinner? Of course not. How dare you? Not that long. It hasn't been that bad, right? Do you want me to try calling maintenance again to see what's taking so long? Yeah, you're probably right. I could keep asking you would you rather questions. No more would you rather. Got it. Well, no, you're not being a pain. Really. Let's see. When I'm in a situation that's making me anxious, I try to imagine myself doing something nice once I'm out of that situation. Exactly. So, once we're out, what's a fun thing you'll do with the rest of your day? Work? You've got to be kidding me. Fine. You have to finish your report by tomorrow, but you also need to celebrate freedom. Now you're talking. What kind of dog? Nice. How long have you had him? Okay. So you're going to take your dog to the dog park. What else? Yeah, I think naps are so underrated. There's nothing like lying on the couch and the sun's hitting you just right and you can feel its warmth as you fall asleep. Definitely. A nap when it's raining or snowing outside is good too. When you can just get a hot beverage or wine and curl up on the couch. Hey. Hey, are you listening to me? Look at me. Hi. Just keep looking at me. I noticed your breathing changed a little. Are you okay? No. No, no, no. Don't worry about it. Elevators aren't airtight. We're not going to suffocate. You should try breathing a little more slowly. Please copy what I tell you to do, okay? If it will get you to do what I say, then yes, I'm being bossy. Keep looking at me. You're going to take a normal breath for 5 seconds. Then hold it in for 1 second, then breathe it out for 5 seconds, okay? Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. Exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now do it again with me. In. Hold and out. One more time. And out. Good. Oh, that's it. You look a bit flushed. Are you hot? Maybe you should take your sweatshirt off. What's wrong? What do you mean you're stuck? Okay, wait a minute. Will you just wait a minute? Bend your elbow a bit more. Just find the armhole, okay? Got it? Okay. Welcome back. There you are. You're very welcome. What look? Well, would you mind if I kissed you? Are you sure? We're stuck in this elevator, and I don't want you to think that you have to say yes, or that I'm going to attack you if you say no, and who knows how much longer we'll be in here. If it's a bad kiss, things could get awkward until we get out. Deal. If you're willing to risk it, so am I. Was that kiss worth the potential awkwardness? Good. Me too. I think this is where you get off, isn't it?